And so what we're doing is allowing our lines to be blurred until now all of a sudden we look just like the world. They can't tell us apart from, they can't tell us any difference than us in the world because we look so much alike. But God is calling for people that will uphold the standard. And I'm glad you asked me what the standard is. Amen. The standard is the word of God. So I begin to see that TV program that's full of ungodliness the way God sees it. And I begin to see homosexuality the way God sees it. And I begin to see all the foul language and all the abuse and all the other stuff that's prevalent in today's time the way God sees it. And so what I do, Lord, I repent because I've gotten off. That's the first step. I repent because I've gotten off. I knew I should have got up and spent some time with you. I knew you were calling me. I knew you wanted me more. But I allowed the dictates of my flesh to tell me otherwise. And so, Lord, I repent. That's step one, okay? Now, we can't just stop there once we've confessed our sins, once we've recognized it to be sin and confessed it and judged that thing according to the word. We don't stop there. What do we do? Because if we do nothing different, what are we going to do like AJ was talking about this morning? God, I get it right the next time, and next time never comes. So what do? We take Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. So that's the next step. We got to start getting into this word. What did God say about homosexuality? What did God say about sin? What did God say about all those type of things? That's how we renew our mind. We begin to see what God says about it. And, okay, God, you said this, so that's the way it is. I can't get no help in here this morning. And so what we do is we take this word and we spend time in it. Now waiting to Sunday is not enough for me. And now waiting to get on the prayer line is not enough for me. Now in the midnight hours is what I desire, is what I crave. Now in the early in the morning is what I seek thee, O Lord. Because and my whole thought process and my whole idea and my whole standard, the standard has changed. The standard is now the word of God. So now I see it just like God says it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So now our personal time with the Lord means something. Now personal time with the Lord means something. So what is the standard? The standard is the word of God. Turn to Hebrews chapter 12. We're going to list some of the standards. Turn to chapter 10, verse 38. Sorry. And it reads as follows. Now the just shall live by what? Now the just shall live by faith. So that's the first standard. The just, we live by faith. So we're no longer allowing fear to run us. We're no longer doing anything just that we're allowing the word. We're living by faith. So now when tough situations come up, we know what to do because we live by faith. Now when a situation comes up, we know to go to the word first and see what the word says about it, because if it's sickness, you know that he's dealt with that already. And he said, but he was what? Wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. So with his stripes, we are healed. If the doctor is telling us that this thing is going to take us out, we know that God promised us with long life will he satisfy me and show me his salvation. Genesis says it like this, that we'll be buried in a good old age. That's what I've taken hold of, amen. That I'll be buried in a good old age, hallelujah. Praise God, because we live by faith. And so what we do, how do we get faith? Let me finish that verse first. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in them. Turn to Hebrews 11 and 6. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. See how important faith is? How many of us have been on the prayer line? We're reading this book. What is it called? Love the Way to Victory. So what works our faith? So that's the next standard. Hallelujah. Those of you that are watching live stream, if you didn't hear that, it's love. The Bible says faith worketh by love. Turn to Romans chapter 10, verse 17. It says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Listen, this day and time, we don't have any excuses about hearing. I mean, fine. How many got phones? How many can get on the internet? Everybody in here, right? My little niece probably got one over there. If she doesn't have a phone, she got a tablet and she can get on the internet. And guess what you can find on the internet? Sermons by people that you can trust, like Kenneth E. Hagin, like Kenneth Copeland, like Dr. Mike Freeman, all those people. Take some time, Bill Winston. Feed on the word. You can have one going as you're driving down the highway. You can have one going. That's how easy it is. We don't have to worry about cassettes and CDs anymore. You can find that just that simple and that easy. And now you got unlimited data, so you can't even blame it on that. Eka. And so take some time to feed on that word. Take some time to open up the book and read the scriptures like, by his stripes we are healed. And say it out loud. So then guess what you're doing there? You're hearing, you're saying it, you're seeing it, and you're speaking it. Guess what? That's the way to your heart. That's how you get things into your heart. So the more you take time to spend time in the word of God, the more you take time there, then guess what? You start to see some results. All of a sudden, what seemed to be hard to you, no longer hard to you. All of a sudden, when Quayla look at me funny, I can smile back at her. Amen. Quayla never looks at me funny, by the way. I'm just using her as an example. So what we do there, we're seeing some growth. We'll begin to shape our standard. We'll begin to align our views and our norm up with the word of God. Hallelujah. Turn to Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 through 39. It says, Jesus said unto them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second one is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So what's the most important? That thou shalt what? Love what? Oh, let me read that verse again. Amen. All right. And sometime in school, you may have to say it over and over and over and over until we get it. Amen. Jesus said unto them, thou shalt love the Lord with all, help me say it, with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. So what's the first one? We will love the Lord with what? All of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our mind. And he said the second one is like unto it, that thou shalt love the what? Thy neighbor as thyself. How many hate themselves this morning? How many of you hate yourself? Not one hand is up. How many got up this morning and you put something in your stomach? Some food in your stomach. Most of us did, amen? How many got up and you make sure everything was taken care of concerning you? So we love ourselves, right? So the Bible says we're to love our neighbors as ourselves. So I'm to love you as I love myself. And I love myself, y'all. I'm not conceited or proud or anything. But I love myself. You ought to love yourself. Amen. Amen. Amen.